Today we're going to talk about one of those tefillos that sometimes, you know, when you don't say it, you feel like a little bit of a silent cheer in the crowd. You know, there are certain tefillos that, like a long tachnun, let's say, on a Monday or Thursday, which we'll have an opportunity to talk about, where whenever they skip it, like the audience, it's a crowd pleaser when they skip it. Or Moshe Weinberger likes to describe how, you know, like everyone's like skipping to the train that morning, like it was the most cheerful thing. Like women who don't daven b'tzibur on a Monday and Thursday must think that, you know, a long tachnun is where they take whips and chains and beat us because it's such a torturous thing. But one of those tefillos that probably fits that category that maybe the problem is that we don't fully appreciate is Vihinoam and Matzai Shabbos. That it is somewhat of a longer tefillah. It's at a time where we're somewhat eager to get home and to you know, to make havdalah and to finish Shabbos, and then like we're slapped with the Vihinoam after Mariv. So where does it come from, and what's the point? And some elongate it even further by adding in Viyitem Lecha. So is that something that one should do, has to do? Where does that come from? So the Torah in Simrei Sadiyeh says that a person is supposed to say Vihinoam followed by Orechim Masbiyeh V'Arei Bishwasi and Seder Kedusha, which is the Kadosh Kadosh that we say as part of the Kedusha, the Sidra normally. Oddly, the Beis Yosef writes that Kol Simin Zeh Pashut Ve'Eino Tzarech Biur. So normally the way to study an area of Halacha, you know, the Torah says something, the Beis Yosef shows you the Koros for it, and you figure out, you know, where to go from there. Beis Yosef says nothing on this entire siman in Shulchan Aruch, on this entire siman in the Torah. He says, yeah, it's obvious, and then he just quotes it in the Shulchan Aruch, where that he doesn't even quote it, the Ramah quotes it on the Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef says that it's a Davar Pashut. So we have to do a little bit more digging to figure out where this comes from. There's a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tezvav that says that Yoshev B'Seser Elyon is called the Shir Shel Pugaim because it saves us from Mazikim. That Dafka saying that paragraph, that capital, saves us from Mazikim. And the idea seems to be, the Torah says that it was the Mizmar of Bracha that Moshe blessed the Jewish people with upon completing the Mishkan. So as we're about to face a new week, we want to say this tefillah of protection for the coming week and of Bracha, B'chol Masi Yadenu, that we should have Bracha in everything that we do that week. In the Sefer Nefesh Chaya, he says it's a way to greet the Malachim of a weekday, similar to how we greet the Shabbos Malachim and Erev Shabbos. So there's a switching of Malachim again, so we want to greet the Malachim of Chol, and that's why we say Malachav Yitzavalecha and Lishmarcha B'chol Derechecha, because that's all part of what the protection that the Malachim give. The Torah says that a person should say Vihinoam slowly, because Hashem waits for us to finish before returning those who belong in Gehenim, who had a respite for Shabbos, back to Gehenim. So next time you're rushing through Vihinoam, maybe contemplate that a little bit. That, yes, my 10 extra seconds, 30 extra seconds, is it really worth it to try to rush through it and finish early? The Torah says that it's going to save people from extra time in Gehenim when we say Vihinoam slowly. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Nalev says that a person should also be sure to say it's standing up. However, he says the Kedusha part does not need to be said standing because it's not a real Kedusha, because they were never Mesakin Kedusha at Mariv. So it follows different rules than regular Kedusha. Like if you're saying Asher Yuval Tzion in the morning at the end of davening, you're supposed to be on pace with the Shliach Tzibur for the parts that are Kedusha, for Baruch Kvod Hashem and for Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh. And if you're not, you got to skip in order to be able to say B'Tzibur, to say Basara, to say it with a minion. That would be the ideal way to say Kedusha. Not so when it comes to the Vihinoam Matzoi Shabbos. Not as critical to say it B'Tzibur. It's not a real Kedusha, so the parts of Kadosh and Baruch don't need to necessarily be said together. Why do we start Vihinoam? Why not start and then Orchamim and then straight into the Kedusha Sidra? Why not Uvel Tzion Goel? So the Torah in Simrei Sadiyeh says because there's no Geula Belaila, so we don't say Uvel Tzion Goel at night. Some Achronim wonder that there are Rishonim who hold that the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Lasadavo will be at night. So what do you mean there's no Geula Belaila? The Binyan Beis Hamikdash is going to be at night according to several Rishonim. So Yisod HaYeshurun suggests to distinguish between Geula and binyan hamikdash. So Piskei Tshuvos quotes this from Yisod Yeshua. There's a difference between geula and beis hamikdash. That is very difficult to understand. The Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Shemos defines geula as mishkan. He defines geula as having a mikdash, and that's why Rav Shachter often points out that when we embark on a process that's ultimately going to lead to binyan hamikdash, that's what we would call aschalta de geula. You know, the whole controversy about can you call the Hakamas HaMedina, Medinas Yisrael, now as we have it, the beginning of the Geula process, Rav Shachter says, with absolute certainty, yes. Because the Gemara defines the Geula process, that there are three things that have to happen. Lahamad Lamelech, we have to establish a Jewish government in the land of Israel. Lahachra Zara Shal Amalek, we destroy Amalek, the Sanhedrin Daf Chaf. And then Livno Slam Beis HaBechira. It's a three-step process that concludes with building the Beis HaMikdash. Building Beis HaMikdash is Geula. The beginning of that process of establishing a Jewish government would therefore be Aschalt to the Geula. So it's a little difficult to say that building a Mikdash, the fact that we're going to have a Binyan Mikdash Belayla, is not called Geula. Now that's the very definition of geula. Why no vanizos brisi? So the Bach says, in order to maintain consistency and to avoid having people who daven be yechidus on Lel Tishbav saying uvolzion and vanizos brisi, we never say it even on Motzai Shabbos. So the whole reason the Bach says we skip all of the normal uvolzion sections is because of Motzai Tishbav, where you're not supposed to say it, and we're so atu Motzai Tishbav, we want to keep it consistent throughout the rest of the year, because people often won't know exactly what to say. They didn't before Rav Meir Zlotowitz, the Kernel of Racha, people didn't have such clear instructions of what they should and should not say, and Sidurim used to be extraordinarily confusing. Why do we double the phrase Orechem Imas V'Arei B'Shuasi? So that the post can discuss as well. The Torah writes that we do that to complete the Shem Hashem, and Magen Avraham in name Matan Moshe says that there are two yuds in Bishuasi, so doubling it makes four yuds, which is the Shem Havaya B'Milui. You could do the math later, I don't know. The Tashbe, but there's some gematria that makes it work out when you say Erechemim Asbiyahu twice. The Tashbe says that, it's about bringing the total number of words to 130, which is Kaminyan HaKohanim, symbolic of the Kohani Chashmonai saying this when they were victorious in war. There's some remez. That's all of the answers as to why we doubled up possibly are about hitting a certain number of words, a certain gematria. It's about being merames to something. There are many different approaches. When don't we say Vihinom on Matzai Shabbos? So the Torah says that if you have a full week of malacha ahead, you say it, because Masi Adenu, we say Maisi Yadenu twice, and therefore only when there's a full week of Maisi Yadenu ahead do you say Vihinom. Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains, when there's another day of Kodesh, the fact that the weekday is surrounded by Yimei Kodesh is enough to protect us, so we don't need the additional protection that Vihinom provides. So and if you think you do need it, then you're being pogame in the covet of the Kedushas Hayom that's upcoming, because you're saying, I don't trust that the Yom Tov is going to be able to provide me with protection. I think I need this extra help. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains. In Shari Tshuva, he quotes from Birka Yosef that al pi Kabbalah, they would say it even when there is a Yom Tov that week, and some Svardim, in fact, do that. But at Ashkenazi shuls, we typically do not do that. If there's a Yom Tov going to be coming up that week, we skip it. The Mishabur and Sivkan Gimel says, what if Purim is that week? On Purim, you're not really supposed to go to work. Or what if Erev Pesach is going to be on Friday? So that week you're going to have on Erev Pesach, there's also some sort of Isser Malacha, Minag not to do Malacha. So Mishra Brura discusses that, he points out that the Shari Tshuva and the Prima Gadim hold that you do say Vihinom, because those aren't real days of Isser Malacha. But when Tisha B'Av falls that week, Shulchan Aruch says to skip Vihinom for two reasons. First of all, there's no Heter Malacha on Tisha B'Av, and second of all, it's a mizmor for the Hakamas HaMishkan, and we're observing Chorban, so we don't want to talk about the mizmor about the Hakamas HaMishkan as we're observing Chorban. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that the Mesim should have to rush back to Gehenim. He says it doesn't make sense that the Mesim should have to rush back to Gehenim just because there's a Yontif that week. You know, the whole point is we're saving, as the Torah said, we're saving the Mason from getting back to Gedim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. So why we're going to skip Enom on the Cheshbon of the Mason, Rav Yaakov Emden asks. So he says, no, it must be that the Yom Tov is going to protect them from rushing back to Gedim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it, that they don't have to rush back to Gedim because of the Yom Tov. Well, we assume Hashem figures it out. Hashem has a Cheshbon of how it's supposed to be. When there is no Vihinoam, the Torah says there's also no Seder Kedusha. It's not just that first paragraph. You skip all of it. Kadosh, Kadosh, the whole thing. Why? What's the connection between the two? So Mishnah Berurah says, because Vihinoam is connected to Melechas HaMishkan, which caused the Ashras HaShchina. So we associate Vihata Kadosh Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael to Vihinoam, because that's a reflection of a sense of Ashras HaShchina. The Bach says, no, since we try to keep it consistent. So we don't want to have some Motzoi Shabbos with Seder Kedusha and no Vihinoam, others with neither, others with both. We don't want to. So it's either yes or no. We're not going to have too many shades of gray. What about V'yitim L'cha? Mordechai Kamenetsky told me he once walked into a shul and he saw everyone saying V'yitim L'cha with great fervor. And he said, someone just gave a shiur that it's a school for Parnassa. He said, yeah, how did you know? He said, because I see everyone doing it. That's how Jews react when they're told that something's a school for Parnassa. So is that a thing? Where does V'yitim L'cha come from? Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nei says that there's simply Psukim Shel Bracha to start off the week right. The Bir Halacha quotes Levush to say it before Havdalah, but in Minhagim of Maril, the implication is that Havdalah comes first. So nowadays the practice is to say Havdalah later and you do V'yitin L'cha earlier. Why would you wait for Havdalah? So the Eshel Avram Mibuchach, or Avram Dov Mibuchach, explains, because people don't know it by heart, so, and you're not allowed to benefit from the Or HaNer until you said Havdalah and said Bari Moria Eish, so they're going to need to read it from something, so that's why, that's the whole logic to say Havdalah first. The Shara Kavana says that the Arizal said it at home after Havdalah, unless he davened Bebes HaKadosh Knesset Shal Ashkenazim, where they would say it in shul. So the whole discussion is when to say it, not if to say it. Do you say it after Avdallah, or do you say it earlier? Shari Tshuva explains that we can rely on Avdallah B'Tfila, and therefore we whenever we're questioning, what should I do? Should I say Avdallah first or do something else first? The default position is Havdallah later, because Fuka Yomam Achrinan, we try to delay the exit of Shabbos as much as possible. That's the machlok and the poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Some of the poskim suggest Ner Chanukah should come after Avdalah, because how could you light Neros if you haven't been Mavdil? But others say, no, Afuka Yomam Achrinan. You just try to delay Havdalah as much as possible. So certainly over here, where it's not a matter of doing Malacha, it's just a matter of saying some psukim, the Zohar sounds like it's supposed to be done with Tzibur. It says, the Kamri Tzibur of Yitim L'cha. So it sounds like it's supposed to be done in the Tzibur. When don't we say it? So the Darkei Moshe, Nos Aleph, says that the Kolba quotes those who say not to say Yitim L'cha when there's no Vihinoam, but he says, you know, it's a mistaken minhag, it has nothing to do with it. So the Ramah says that even if there is going to be a yantav that week, you still say Vihitin L'cha, even though you're not saying Vihinoam. When Motzoi Shabbos is Chalamoed, there's a machlokas. Prima Gadim says that you should say it. When Motzoi Shabbos is Chalamoed, and the Stipler is quoted in Orchas Rabbeinu and the Chaznish as well, Chelik Aleph, page Kuf Chav Zayin, that they said it, and that's how the Sefer Isha Yisrael Paskins Lemaisa, but the Elia Rabbah quotes from the Kolbon not to say it. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it would be a zilzul in Chol HaMoed, which has an Isser Malacha. But definitely don't say it on the Motzoi Shabbos that itself is a Yom Tov or a Tisha B'Av. So it seems like it's an appropriate thing to do. It's a nice thing to say. And one final thing. On Motzoi Shabbos, Ramah quotes, there is an inyan to discuss Eliyahu HaNavi. Now we should talk about Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzoi Shabbos. Why? So the Torah says that you're supposed to mention Eliyahu HaNavi Motzoi Shabbos because Gemara in Erevin Mem Gimel says that he won't come on Arve Shabbosos V'Arve Yom Tovim because he doesn't want to interrupt our preparations for Shabbos and Yom Tov. And so this is like his first opportunity to come in a little while. So that's why we want to talk about Eliyahu HaNavi, because we're hoping that he's going to arrive soon. The Bach asks that if that's the case, we should speak of Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzoi Yom Tov also, not just on Motzoi Shabbos. There should be an inyan to speak about Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzoi Yom Tov. So he says maybe it suffices to talk about Eliyahu HaNavi once a week, or maybe really Geula is more closely associated with Shabbos, so we want to talk about Eliyahu HaNavi, who's the harbinger of Geula, Dafka on Motzoi Shabbos. Why is Geula associated with Shabbos? Because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that when Klal Yisrael is Shomer Shtei Shabbosos, and Molei Shomer Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, Miyad Nigalin, we would right away have Geula. So Dafka, we're in a Geula kind of mood, coming out of Shabbos. In what context do we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi? So the Bach quotes from the Abu Dram says that it sounds from the Torah that we're supposed to say Petzibur together with the entire Kila Vishliach Tzibur to talk about Eliyahu HaNavi. But the Bach then says the practice is not so. The practice is you say Dvar Torah, Malav Malka, about Eliyahu HaNavi or something like that. You sing a song about Eliyahu HaNavi and Malav Malka. But that is an Indian that's actually quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. A lot of these things people think are, you know, either Chassidish Menagim or things that came later. All of these things are quoted in the Torah, in the Ramah. These are black and white on the page of Shulchan Aruch that these are the appropriate things to do on a Motzai Shabbos. Okay.